Around midnight on January 10th, at about 8 Mile Mitkoff Highway, Mark Olson punched Officer Steve Scher, knocking him to the ground after Scher tried to arrest Olson for drunk driving. Olson then jumped on the officer and engaged in a struggle. Later, after Scher regained control with the help of a Good Samaritan, Olson tried to run away. Just before the assault, Scher had administered field sobriety tests to Olson, who had just put his car into a ditch. Prior to his trial, Olson pleaded guilty to 3 misdemeanor charges of driving under the influence, resisting arrest, and assault in the 4th degree for the attack, but he was facing 2 more serious felony charges, which could have meant a lot more jail time. One charge was assault in the 3rd degree because the state alleged Olson tried to take the officer's gun. The state also charged him with felony escape in the 2nd degree because his escape attempt came after an alleged felony offense. In her closing argument, prosecutor Jean Seaton cited the Good Samaritan's testimony that Olson had pulled Scher's coat up over his head during the struggle, and that Scher said several times that Olson was trying to take his weapon. With his extensive training and experience, Seaton said Scher knew what it felt like when someone was trying to get his firearm.
He knew it, and not only did he know it, but he verbalized it. He verbalized it several times. And he explained when he was telling you about why he was talking about resisting arrest and why you would say, tell someone, don't resist. You're resisting. Don't resist. He also said, as they're in the struggle, his arms are immobilized, he said, let go of my gun. Get off my gun. He's going for my gun. He's got my gun.
Jurors at Olson's trial saw police car video of the assault, and they listened to audio from a recorder that Scher had in his pocket. However, the recordings didn't capture the struggle in which police alleged Olson had tried for the gun. Olson's defense attorney, Julie Willoughby, denied her client had tried for the gun in the off-camera struggle, arguing that it would not have been possible because of the position he was in at the time. Citing the witness testimony, she also emphasized that during the struggle, Olson had said that he wasn't trying to get the gun. Willoughby acknowledged several times that her client hit Scher, but she argued the felony charges went too far and said what this case was about was that, quote, you don't hit a cop.
And what happened with the charging here was the brass, everybody got together and went, oh, gee whiz, what happened here? You can't do these things. You can't hit a cop. You can't wrestle with a cop. You can't engage in a schoolyard brawl with a cop without getting charged with serious stuff. They're coming down on you, and that's what happened. But he did not commit those felonies.
After deliberations, the jury acquitted Olson on the felony charges, but found him guilty on the lesser misdemeanors of disorderly conduct and escape in the 4th degree. Along with Olson's previous guilty pleas, that made a total of 5 misdemeanor convictions. Superior Court Judge Trevor Stevens went forward with sentencing right after the verdict. Stevens took into account Olson's past record, which included 2 prior convictions for violent assaults in Sitka, according to the state. Stevens also saw a need to deter Olson and others from committing such a crime again, and to reaffirm that when you're pulled over by police, you do as instructed.
You don't resist arrest. You don't punch a police officer. You don't jump a police officer. And then the first chance you get, run away from the police officer.
The judge pointed out that the video and audio evidence showed Scher had been courteous and professional in dealing with Olson before the assault, and even later, as he walked Olson back to the vehicle after the attack, Scher remained, quote, remarkably calm and controlled. Stevens wrote in additional sentencing comments that it was the court's view that Scher actually and reasonably believed that Olson was trying to remove his handgun and meant him harm. However, the judge did not see that as inconsistent with the jury's verdict because, Stevens wrote, there was evidence in the record which could certainly have created reasonable doubt. Given the opportunity to speak before his sentencing, Olson said he was sorry to Scher. With 5 misdemeanor convictions for driving under the influence, resisting arrest, assault, disorderly conduct, and escape, the judge sentenced Olson to serve 330 days in jail, with another 430 days suspended. Olson will also be on probation for 4 years and lose his driver's license for 90 days. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.